are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. You know people are going to be getting new ones during this holiday season, and stay connected to your Cleveland Browns at any time and everywhere. Check out the stuff Matt Florjancic does, wonderful stuff, our staff writer. I'm writing Carucci's Call, which is a daily column. You'll see that posted, and some videos, and we'll have the replay of which is posted on our site right now. Browns Overtime, Michael Regei hosting that one with Gerard Cherry and yours truly, our post-game show. And got a couple of more of those to go next week at New York, and then the week after that at Pittsburgh. So keep following us there. Dial us up, 216-578-0850. We're going to have our roundtable assembled in a little bit, probably in the range of maybe 10 minutes or so. In the meantime,
got a lot of barks.
Let's get some barks. Doug in Cincinnati. Oh, no. You know, I'm sorry. I jumped. Dave. Yeah, David. Hi, Dave. Dave on the call?
Yes. Carucci. They call me Carucci. We both got the same last name.
Oh, nice. Cool. All right. Are we related? Are we related, David Carucci?
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that off the air.
Okay. I think you owe me money too. Because you're rich. I heard something about
it. Oh, no. It's the other way around. Bologna. Here's what we got. You know what? We've talked about a lot. We're in better shape. We have better coaching staff. I mean, the result has been crappy, but the quarterback position's in much better shape. We're not going to trade up, obviously. There's nobody worthy. So, you know, if we go 4-12 or 5-11, we're going to be in the top five.
Right.
And, you know, what about drafting Clowney? Why not? I mean, and you know what? Here's something we don't talk about is who we're going to address in free agency. Not particular players, but positions. I think there's two positions we definitely have to address because everybody gets excited about the draft because we got 10 slots. You've got to pick up a free agent guard and you've got to pick up a free agent corner. These are guys that are already proven in the league. Those are two positions. They're tough calls when you're drafting. There's no Patrick Peterson in this draft, for corners, you know, but those are two positions in free agency we need to address. So we can have fun with the rest of the picks, you know?
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with a lot of what you're saying there. I think it'll be interesting to see if they either address guard via free agency, if they try to move Mitchell Schwartz to guard like we saw the Cincinnati Bengals do with Whitworth. He's moved inside and draft a right tackle. Right. Because you're right. This line, and again, I said yesterday coming in this game that it would be somewhat of a referendum for the offensive line, how they would run the football against a Bears team that allowed a 100-yard-plus running back in six straight games. They'd allowed over 120 yards to running backs in nine straight games. Granted, our running backs in this game combined for a grand total of 46 running yards. Now, they were only given 14 carries, but if you do the math very quickly, you know that 46 divided by 14 is not a great average for running backs, just over 3 yards per carry. So this was not a dynamic running performance. Now, Edwin Baker looked good, 8-for-38, but they need some attitude. They need some physicality up front. I agree, they need a guard. Cornerbacks in free agency. Altron Werner is a young man playing for the Tennessee Titans, playing as well as anybody in the league. He is high on my wish list as a free agent corner. He fits the profile. He fits the age. He's proven
solid
he can
guy.
Play, and he would be phenomenal opposite Joe Hayden, allowing Buster Skrine to play exclusively in the slot. And all of a sudden, now we have one of the better defensive backfields, I'd say, in the National Football League. Wide receiver is going to need to be addressed either via free agency or the draft, probably cheaper given that it is a premium position in terms of salary right now to do it via the draft, because corners, for whatever reason, saw their salaries come way down last offseason. And, you know, the top corner maybe got $5 million a year, just over $5 million a year in free agency. So that's somewhere that I think you could lock somebody up and do a very good job with Werner. And knowing that Tennessee spent about $9 million a year on Jason McCourty a year before, they might not have the resources to go both of them on big deals. deals. But I think it's a very good point. And one of the things we're going to do in the offseason here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is put together kind of our free agency wish list mapped out and our draft board as well.
Draft board and free agency board.
Yeah, about what we would do if we were the ones pulling the strings here for the Cleveland Browns.
And it's going to be a very cool feature, and we were very happy that the upper management of this organization gave us the green light on that, because we asked about it. Kevin Griffin, who's our vice president of fan engagement, was something we talked about with him last week and wanted to see what the higher-ups also thought about it. And, because this is our thing. This will be what you and I come together and compile, and we'll see how it plays out, how close it is to the real thing, which the organization will be doing, and how it compares to others around the league. But we're going to have a draft board ranking and a free agent board, and we're going to monitor that as the team does throughout the year. We're going to monitor ours, relative to any changes, because it will always be in flux right up to the time that you get to signing free agents, right up to you get to the time of the draft in May. So we'll be doing that and looking forward to that. To the caller's point, David's point about drafting Jadeveon Clowney, that he said, why not? And I think it's fair to say maybe there's not that obvious quarterback to take in the top five, and we can presume the Browns are going to have a top five pick. We sit here right now knowing this is a top five pick, right? But I'm not so sure that that's the way I want to go, especially after I've invested a sixth overall choice in Barkevious Mingo. And I think it doesn't mean I'd say that the Browns avoid drafting that kind of player, a pass rusher, another, a stud pass rusher to incorporate in this team. But I'm not inclined to go there this year. I believe it's all about offensive assets this year. I believe the focus of the draft, especially the upper tier of the draft, those first few premium picks, should be offensive players and look for the best of those offensive players. Then after that, if you want to hit some defensive side of the ball, do that. With 10 picks right now, you have the luxury, I believe, to do that sort of thing. All right, we're going to have the round table coming up. We're going to hear – oh, yes.
I just want to jump on that real quickly.
Please
do. As I was thinking about it and looking at it and where the Browns could end up, if they have decided that at that pick there is not the quarterback that they must have and Clowney is on the board, I think that's a great spot to trade down a few picks in the first round and maybe try to pick up a second, because – a team that's in the top 10 is going to want Clowney. He's going to be a highly coveted guy that you'll be able to get an extra asset for. And I think if the Browns have decided that that's not the guy they want, get that extra asset, pick up another pick, and load up that way. And I think that's something certainly feasible. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, it will be the roundtable. Tom Withers from the Associated Press, Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer will be on the roundtable, served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. That's coming up right after this.